Representing the defense on the left, Corey Griffin. On the right, AJ Gray. Welcome right up for questions for student athletes. Just a quick note, both had career highs in tackles and tackles for loss today.
Both of you, Coach Roof kind of turned you guys loose a little bit in terms of getting aggressive in the backfield up on your man, and then also the blitz. Can you just talk about kind of that change of approach?
And the man coverage, they kind of let us play man coverage like we want to play, inside, outside, catch, jam, off. And that allowed us, I think, allowed us to play more loose.
I think Coach Roof allowed us to, play more free. Playing an option team like Georgia Southern, you can't sit back and wait on it. So I think that's his approach he took to it, and, let us play free.
As the game plan was going in this week, were you excited about the opportunity to play a little different style than you're used to week in, week out? Occasionally the blitz, you both had three tackles for lost yardage, your first career sack. Corey, that's not normally the way you guys are tasked for playing. Pretty good change.
Well, honestly, I think it's because, some plays I was rolled down in the box, some plays he was rolled down the box, and I think that kind of is our game, because we can play fast then and not worry about the same thing over and over and not thinking a lot.
Personally, anytime a safety blitz is called, we pin our ears back, get happy. And today, everything just went our way when we blitzed. Had a couple misreads on the blitz, but we're working to get better on those because, we don't do it often. So
it seemed like, and I'll be very much wrong on this, y'all blitzed a lot more today than in previous games. Is that accurate?
I'll say it's about the same. Okay. We blitzed, the safeties blitz more than normal, yes. Okay. But the overall defense is about the same.
Okay. Was that just a function of their offense?
Yes.
Or is that y'all just trying to be more aggressive?
Try to be more aggressive. Like I said earlier, you can't sit back and wait, with a option offense like Georgia Southern. So,
how difficult is it to play safety when you got quarterbacks like Ellison and Upshaw, where you never know what they're going to do and they're so elusive?
Well, it's hard because both of them are good quarterbacks. So, usually, both of them can do the same thing. If you take out Ellison, Upshaw can do what Ellison do. Ellison can do what Upshaw do, so it's hard to contain them. So you just got to play with your eyes and believe what you see.
Corey, you guys held them at 167 in rushing yards, 3.3 yards. What were some of the kind of keys, and how do you feel like you guys did
versus
stopping the
run? I think we did fairly well stopping the run. Mainly doing our job. So, if you got quarterback, stay on quarterback. If you got the dive, take a dive and pitch. And, I think we did fairly well. It was a couple of misreads. We went to the sideline, adjusted, and, made those adjustments.
How nice was it to get them off the field in their first possession and score a touchdown the first time?
It was great. Coach Johnson challenged us all week about making a change. And we just stuck to it and kept it in the back of our minds what he said and made a change.
How easy is it to translate what you see from your own offense, the Georgia Tech offense, to a game like tonight?
I wouldn't say it's necessarily easy because, they do a different style of option. It's still the same thing, but they do a different style, out of the gun. So, going against their offense, they didn't cut as much as we thought. And, that really played a lot, happy about that. Nobody likes to get cut, but, yeah.
You mentioned how hard it is to kind of keep Ellison in check. Did you get to practice against JT all the time?
Yeah.
How does that kind of advantage that give you guys prepare for any of
them? It gives us a great advantage because, he got quick feet. If you get your feet still, he's going to run by you. It's just as simple.
With all the guys banged up, how important is it going to be to have a couple of days off? And do you think the bye week's coming at the right time?
I personally think it's coming at the perfect time. We got a couple guys banged up, and we got a couple days off to get back on our feet, get treatment, the proper treatment that we need, And, yeah, I personally think the bye week is coming at that time.
Okay.
Corey, you guys were in this situation before. Were you up big on Georgia Southern at halftime? Did Coach have to say anything? Did you guys have to say anything to each other? What was the thought at halftime?
Basically, like you said, we went into halftime. You know, last year, well, 2 years ago, we were up 35-10. Today we're up, 24-10. You know, basically the message was don't let up, you know. 2 years ago they came in here, we went into halftime, we let up, and they came back and it came down to the last drive, and we didn't want that feeling again, so.
Anything else? Okay, thank you, fellas.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.